Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries Bible Study. This is Dan with my joyful wife and Bible teacher, Reverend Shuta Crawford.
And shalom to all, and hope you enjoyed your holiday celebrating 250 years of the greatest country in the world, America. And may God's favor be upon all of tonight's listeners, especially because you are studiers of God's Word. And we know from Jewish history that the study of God's Word is the highest form of worship.
You know, I think we forget that sometimes.
Oh, yeah, we do. And why we like to often remind those who are called by His name. Let us pray.
Lord God, we covet Your Holy Spirit and petition Your wisdom in all our activities. As we bend that bow against our enemy, because there is victory in the name of Jesus. We pray for our families that they all be Christ-centered progenies of excellence. We thank You for our many blessings, and may our deeds ascend up to You as a sweet-smelling essence, as our hearts long to see Your face. Please watch over Your bride, heal our infirmities, and keep our burdens light. And may we hear clearly when You speak within us. We pray tonight's study causes You to smile. We ask in Yeshua's name, amen.
And amen.
So there's a short halt to the attacks in the Strait of Hormuz.
Well, there was, due to the funeral ceremonies for Iran's supreme leader until last night, when the IRGC hit a ship from Qatar and from Saudi Arabia. Extensive damage to ships, but no casualties, thank goodness. Iran's Shiites attended the street funeral parades, even though in extreme heat, but they were apparently bribed with money, free food, and drinks to shout threats of death to America while also chanting for Trump's head and heaving stones at his face painted on a large banner.
And also hanging his effigy.
Mm-hmm. But here's the biggie. They said they plan on keeping their nuclear goals while tightening its grip of power over its people. And they will reignite their proxies, since now they can get paid, since Trump lifted the embargo of its ports. Naturally, Israel remains on alert, thinking attacks will resume soon.
Yeah, once again, we heard some disturbing words proceed out of President Trump's mouth.
I know. He said they get along really well, but Bibi knows who's the boss.
Ouch, yet again.
As well, Vance said the United States is Israel's only friend, which Bibi also says is not true. Israel has friends in, like, the UAE, Italy, India, and some nations in Asia, Africa, and many in South America. Anyhow, God must be displeased over those statements. And Netanyahu has now asked for a meeting, hopefully by the end of this week, but more likely next week.
Yeah, Bibi also delivered a strong message over the weekend.
Oh, he did. He addressed Vance's statement, but he also said that he is not happy about the possibility that Washington would supply Ankara in Turkey with F-35 fighter jets or engines for its warplanes. Also saying that Turkey is ruled by a man who openly calls for Israel's destruction, who occupies half of Cyprus, which is a NATO member state, and he threatens Greece.
Also a NATO member state.
And speaks openly about conquering Jerusalem. His foreign minister actually said the Jewish state has no place among humanity. And his interior minister said he expects to be governor of Jerusalem. By the way, President Erdogan of Turkey is now more noticeably making strides toward his goal of controlling the Middle East. Seems like Trump loves him for not helping Iran in the war.
But Erdogan is not a Shiite.
Oh, right. He's a Sunni Muslim Brotherhood who wishes to push out the Shia, as does Qatar. Then the Shiite people will hopefully side with the Sunnis, thus enlarging the Sunnis. Erdogan is already the boss over Syria's new leader, al-Shara, who helped him in the coup against Assad, along with northern Iraq and Somalia, and has military ties with Qatar. Bottom line, they are pretty much a regional power and has NATO protection.
Having the second largest army in NATO after us.
They do indeed. We'll hear about the NATO summit tomorrow night when Trump speaks just before departing Turkey. And another point about Khamenei's funeral, by the way, whose only son did not attend.
Oh, well, yeah, probably because he's dead.
Probably. But it behooves the United States to pay attention to those nations who did send delegates to this long drawn out affair, as in Turkey's vice president. Also, Saudi Arabia sent delegates, and so did Qatar and Pakistan,
who are mediators of the MOU.
That's right. And when someone attends a funeral of a so-called diplomat, it means you support them. Trump has not yet commented on that and probably won't. And then yesterday came the announcement that Hamas would relinquish their government rule if their financial obligations were put on hold while keeping their arms. And they want the West to start rebuilding Gaza. For the people, of course, since they have been residing in, well, I guess about 30% of Gaza.
And, you know, that's approximately 2 million people in very close quarters.
Yeah. And the Board of Peace will likely agree to all of it. So to brag that progress is being made. Actually, it's a cosmetic, meaningless spin where Hamas will still have military power.
Sort of like Hezbollah over the Lebanon government.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, then. You can send your end-time questions by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please consider a love offering, and we'll be sure to add you to our mailing list for any prophetic updates and biblical teaching. You can also donate on shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning. Okay, let's talk about Hosea.
Yes, last time we gave a short description of each of the 12 prophets who wrote their books inspired totally by God, which are included in the Tanakh.
Which is the Old Testament.
Better called the First Testament, because it's really not old when you see how many of those prophecies are coming alive today. And when you understand typology, you see the future even clearer. Hosea has certainly written a very prophetic account to pique anyone's hunger for more.
As we pointed out last time, Jesus did say that he is the spirit of prophecy.
Yes, in Revelation 19:10. So to ignore Scripture's prophetic books, which speak about this coming Redeemer, is to ignore the most important part of Jesus.
And we should want all of him.
Right, not just that he already came and what might tickle our ears, as in his mighty works, but that he is also coming again. With that said, I must admit the writings of the prophets do tickle my ears, which is why I study them a lot. And for the simple reason that we can better understand these days that we are now living in. And we need to get this. So to better comprehend what's happening all around us, just in the knowledge explosion and technology alone, with the wars and rumors of wars and fearful sights in the skies, and on it goes. And we do see the most obvious typology in the book of Hosea, whose name means God brings salvation or deliverance.
and he will soon deliver us.
Mm-hmm. And that fact alone gets me very excited.
Okay, so Hosea ministered up in Israel's north during a time of prosperity and growth.
Yes, in the area called Ephraim, named after the largest tribe. Interesting that right now America is also experiencing a time of prosperity and growth. There's more jobs, especially in technology and entrepreneurship, etc. So keep that in mind as we continue, because inwardly there was high moral corruption and extreme spiritual adultery, and it was permeating the whole people as a whole.
Again, similar to what's going on today.
Mm-hmm. The book of Hosea is one of the longer books to be included in the category of minor. So we will cover the important prophecies, but I assume you will read again the whole book. It's a great story, and of course, it's true. Anyhow, God, and here's where typology takes over, he instructs Hosea to marry a harlot.
Hosea chose Gomer.
And then later, when she repents and confesses her sins of adultery and gross unfaithfulness, Hosea, as a type of God, who is spiritually married to Israel, offers her redemption. As happened with Israel, more than once, showing the love of God no matter what we do upon sincere repentance.
Well, also think of David and his adultery with Bathsheba.
With the murder of her husband, and yet upon his repentance, calls David a man after his own heart. That helps us all accept God's forgiveness for our many infirmities. However, we must also point out that we can often reap what we sow while on earth. There can be consequences to our gross sins, as in David losing his firstborn son between him and Bathsheba.
So, they both had to deal with that. Okay, Hosea was the messenger of God to his wayward people in the northern kingdom.
He was. And there are two scriptures told to Hosea that reveals his typology. First is in Hosea 11, verse 7.
My people are bent on backsliding from me, though they call to the Most High, none at all exalt him.
So when in trouble, they aggressively pray for help, but when times are good, they draw back from the worship of him. So true still today. In fact, Jelly Roll, yes, that's his name, has a great testimony, wrote a song about that very thing. All right, let's continue in Hosea 11, verse 8.
How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? My heart churns within me. My sympathy is stirred.
Wow, now that is moving. And we read in the last chapter, chapter 14, verse 4, where God says,
I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them.
Under the unrighteous King Jeroboam II and various other evil kings, Hosea ministered to Israel for over five decades, and who were enjoying tremendous prosperity. Again, the problem was that they were idolaters. The people were making sacrifices on heathen altars, adultery was prevalent, and occult ritualistic prostitution abounded. Hosea attributed their wretchedness to a lack of knowledge, brought on because they lacked a relationship with the living God.
Yet this teaches us how a merciful God loves his people.
Yes, with an everlasting love in spite of their corruption.
Unfortunately, he also had to correct them into repentance.
Yes, and it shouldn't have to be that way. But in 722 BC, they were conquered by Assyria and sold into slavery. Thankfully, repentance came during this time, and God healed their backsliding. This typology is illustrated in the story by Hosea's willingness to buy his wife back from the practice of harlotry and from her enslavement.
Yeah, that's a very great and moving story.
Indeed. And now we want to point out a couple of future prophecies God gave for his bride and was partly fulfilled at Christ's first coming and speaks about his return.
But first, let's point out there are two sections to this book.
Oh, yes. Chapters 1, 2, and 3 portrays the faithless actions of Israel toward God, which are illustrated by the relationship between Hosea and his adulterous wife Gomer, whose name means complete, which could be interpreted to mean different things, but in this case I'm going with complete infidelity.
And then complete forgiveness.
For sure. Even the names of their three children indicate the attitude of God toward Israel. The first is named Jezreel after the city of battles, which signified that God would punish his people. Then Lo Ruhama means not pitied, and Lo Ami means not my people, signifying the estrangement which was inevitable as a result of Israel's actions.
Names were very telling, especially in those days.
Mm-hmm, yes. Now, the second division is Hosea chapters 4 through 14, which presents a detailed picture of the depths of depravity to which Israel had gone, with alternating passages of reproof and threats of punishment.
But also, we see assurances of restoration.
Amen. So, let's look at three important passages, the first being in chapter 12, verse 10, because it spells out that God uses multiple typologies through inspired men.
I have also spoken by the prophet and have multiplied visions. I have given symbols through the witness of the prophets.
The word here translated symbols is the Hebrew word dama, number 1819, meaning pictures of learning, metaphors, or similitudes. And as we said, the book of Hosea is a trophy for typology. And in most of the prophetical books, end time passages are scattered throughout its pages. And how you can tell which ones have been fulfilled and those still in the future are shown by the idioms that are used accompanying the verse.
For instance, in that day, or day of his wrath,
or day of rebuke,
also as a woman in travail,
or in labor pains, or in tribulation, or affliction. If you don't read these kind of words in the near context of the passage, it would be a prophecy to them, and later fulfilled to them, before our time. We need to look for those key words to be sure it's still a prophecy for the end time church.
That is a very important piece of knowledge for us today.
Oh, it's huge. Because we have some teachers who, I'm sure unknowingly, taking already fulfilled pieces of information and applying to us for today. Now, I also realize that history can repeat itself, but that factual information should be openly made known, stating, oh, perhaps this could happen again, but not emphatically by calling the verse prophetic for us without the appropriate last days terminology.
Which we see in Hosea 5:15 with the word affliction.
Yes. And this is a favorite of mine because it reveals so much. Here Jesus himself is speaking through Hosea. He says,
I will return again to my place till they acknowledge their offense.
That would be of unbelief. Now we know Jesus returned to his place 40 days after his resurrection at his ascension, Matthew 28.
Then they will seek my face.
When?
In their affliction, they will earnestly seek me.
Mm-hmm. And we have confirmation of that in Romans 11 and Revelation 12, and of course, Ezekiel 38, verse 23. But I also want to look at the next three verses. In chapter 6, because now Hosea reveals to us how long after his ascension that Israel will finally, as a whole, return to the Lord.
Come and let us return to the Lord.
The Lord used here in Hebrew is Yahweh, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh.
For he has torn,
as in corrected them severely.
But he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bandage us up.
Okay, here it comes.
After 2 days, he will revive us.
This is the resurrection, and even common sense tells us. This isn't just 2 24-hour days, but rather referencing the scripture in Psalm 90, verse 4, that a day to God is as 1,000 years to us. Therefore, we are talking of approximately 2,000 years after his ascension back to heaven.
Which is right around now.
It sure is. This year, or perhaps next, due to calendar incorrectness. Then, after the second day, after 2,000 years, which would be the onset of the third day, our resurrection, a rapture, if alive, is already set to happen. It's a done decision. Chapter 6, verse 2.
On the third day, he will raise us up.
From when Jesus ascended,
that we may live in his sight.
Amen.
Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
After the rapture, Israel as a whole, during the first half of the tribulation, will accept Jesus as their Messiah.
But how do we know it's the Messiah, and not only the Father, as they did in the Old Testament?
Because when you look at the word for Lord in Hebrew, it is Yahweh, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is the Father. But when looking at an interlinear Bible, you'll see it's followed by the letters Aleph and the Tav, which are Yeshua's initials, which is why we hope you will invest in one if you haven't already.
So both the Father and the Son.
Yes, as they are one, and the Jews will finally accept it and embrace it during their affliction or Jacob's trouble, also known as the tribulation. Now in the Greek, Yeshua's initials are Aleph and Omega, the first and the last letters of the alphabet. And the Aleph and the Tav are the first and last letters in the Hebrew alphabet. Again, if you have an interlinear, you can see it yourself. And by the way, his initials, called the Aleph and the Tav, in the Old Testament, are seen in Scripture often, especially around the prophecies concerning Yeshua, and also in the creation in Genesis 1. Just open it, the Bible in the interlinear and look for Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, and you will see Jesus' initials right alongside. It's really remarkable. And if that's not enough, verse 3 of Hosea 6 adds the finishing description.
His going forth is established as the morning.
It's a done deal.
He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and the former rain to the earth.
There are two main significant rains in Israel, in the spring and in the fall. He is crucified in the spring and will call us up to meet him in the air in the fall, and then return to earth with us 7 years later exactly, again in the fall, to set up his kingdom. Glorious times are soon ahead. Will you be part of his coming kingdom? Is Yeshua Lord over your life? I want to leave you with the ironic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for our president and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her, that's Jerusalem, you're going to prosper in many ways. Till next time, Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.